The Torah is commanding us a lot of laws pertaining specifically to the land of Israel. For example, agricultural laws. Jews, obviously, when they were in the desert, when they were traveling for 40 years, were not obligated in all these laws. And the Torah is saying, when you will enter the land of Israel, you should observe these laws. The question is, what does it mean, when you will enter Israel? Because the process of entering into the land of Israel takes some time. Is it when the first Jew is entering the land of Israel? Is it when the majority of Jews entered the land of Israel? Is it when the last Jew is already in? And more than that, after the Jews have entered the land of Israel, it took them 7 years to settle it. Why? Because they had to divide it between the tribes. After they divided between the tribes, they had to divide it between the families within the tribe. After they divided, they have to establish themselves. They have to build their homes and start, you know, work on their fields just to prepare the ground. So when are Jews beginning to be obligated in all of these laws? The Torah is telling us it took them 7 years to conquer the land of Israel. Then it took them 7 years to settle it. So it was the process of 14 years. Is it in the beginning of 14 years, at the end of the 14 years? The law is very explicit that when the Torah is saying when you will enter the land of Israel, this means when you will already finish conquering it and finish settling it. In other words, until the last Jew is completely established in the land of Israel, Jews are not considered to be fully in the land of Israel. This is teaching us a very important lesson in life. In modern day, we are often busy multitasking. I'm driving my car, and as I'm driving my car, I'm listening to Rabbi Belinsky's podcast. And while I'm listening to Rabbi Belinsky's podcast, I'm also thinking about my dinner. We are multitasking, and we do it because we try to accomplish as many things as possible in the shortest period of time. As a matter of fact, medical professionals say that there is no such a thing as multitasking. Your brain is capable of only being preoccupied with one item at a time. Your brain is not capable of being partly involved in something. When you are multitasking, your brain is switching back and forth between many tasks. It spends 1 second thinking about this, totally, completely, being preoccupied only with this idea, and then next second with the next idea, and then going back to the first one. And this is what happens in our brain during our multitasking. Once upon a time in California, they have discovered that a lot of car accidents were because boyfriends and girlfriends were driving together and they were being preoccupied with themselves and not paying attention to the road. So LAPD put out several billboards that were saying, if you are busy holding a steering wheel with one hand and your girlfriend with another, you're doing both tasks poorly. When we are multitasking, we are doing both tasks poorly because our brain really is not capable of multitasking. And in the Hasidic jargon, there is a term, pnimi. Pnimi literally means a sincere person, an earnest person. But this description is used for someone who is fully engaged in whatever he's preoccupied with. He is not even thinking or not looking at anything else. He is not thinking about anything else. He is fully wherever he is. They say in Yiddish, "Vu izer, izer in ganzen." He is present wherever he is at. And the Torah is telling us that this is our recipe for success in life. When the previous Rebbe and the Rebbe were traveling once, they came to a train station, and this was about 100 years ago, even more than 100 years ago in Russia. And back then, there was no train schedule. You come to a train station and you wait for your train whenever train comes. So the previous Rebbe set up his whole shop over there to write letters to people. And back then, you can imagine, writing a letter was not so simple because people were using an ink pen, and you had to put your bottle of ink, you had to take your feather, and you have to get a paper, and it has to be very sturdy. And then after you finish writing, there was a special device that you would make it go over the paper so it shouldn't smudge later on, seal, and he's writing letters. Then somebody is running over screaming, train is coming, train is coming. The previous Rebbe is continuing to write his letters. He was in the middle of a letter, he's writing a letter. And the Rebbe is sitting next to him, and the Rebbe is looking at, maybe we need to start packing our stuff. Finally, the train is already there. The train is opening the doors, and the previous Rebbe is still writing his letter. Then the previous Rebbe finishes the letter, puts his signature, puts the date, puts the seal to make sure that it will not smudge later on. Then he picks up his eyes and he sees the train there. Him and the previous Rebbe grab whatever they have and jump onto the train right before the doors close. So once they were already on the train, once they both caught their breath, the Rebbe turned to the previous Rebbe and he said, I know that one has to be a pnimi. I know that one has to be fully present wherever he is. But we need to do it to such extent. And the previous Rebbe answered, yes, to such extent. Later on already, by the way, when the Rebbe was living in New York, it was still in times of the previous Rebbe, so all the yeshiva students in 770 knew the Rebbe just as the Rebbe's son-in-law, because he wasn't the Rebbe yet. And if they would have a difficult question in their learning, let's say in Talmud, that they couldn't find an answer to, they knew him as a great scholar, they would ask him for an answer. The previous Rebbe once sent a message to the boys that he was not very happy with it because people were bothering him too much. And the previous Rebbe said, my son-in-law is a pnimi. Pnimi means that he is fully present wherever he is. That's why he is so successful in everything he does. But this is also why what is a minute by him is an hour by everyone else. He accomplishes in 1 minute what others accomplish in an hour. So we are considered to be in the land of Israel, not only when we fully enter the land of Israel, but also when we settle the land of Israel. In other words, we are there in quantity and in quality. We are considered to be preoccupied with whatever we are doing only if we are fully present. And if we are fully present, this allows us to be more successful in what we do. This refers to all of our daily preoccupations, our work, our involvement with our children, with our spouses. But this also is referring to our Jewish life, because whenever we are doing a mitzvah, our goal is to be fully there. Nothing else exists. Whenever you put on tefillin, you need to cut the world out. When you pray, you need to be focused only on that.